Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 3, episode 3, and I'm your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Ducker. And how are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. Back in the saddle. After a hiatus of a couple weeks here, so it's been good.
It's been a couple weeks. I thought it was just one
week. Well, I mean, we missed a week, so that's like 2 weeks. We haven't done this in two weeks.
It has been a little longer. So, yeah. But we are, speaking of 2 weeks, we're only 2 weeks away from the Breeders' Cup. So
we are actually. I started doing some of my homework a couple days ago.
I started reading
articles and getting a pulse on some of the jockey changes. And Dave, if I wasn't handicapping 8 races on this card, I would have done a horse nugget segment on European invaders, turf invaders for the Breeders' Cup.
I might save that for next week.
I think I'm going to do that where I'm just going to kind of share what I look at. I've had some decent success identifying European runners in Breeders' Cup races. And I'm just going to, I'm going to tell the listeners some of the stuff that I look for. So I'm thinking that there might be a nugget segment, after a long layoff next week. But it depends on the card. It's going to depend on the card that's ahead of me that Saturday. Yeah. Like I said, I got 8 races to go through tonight. So,
all right, let's get started. A lot to go through here. Make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you could play the latest episode. It's the play button. It's right there on top of its own player. Click listen on Apple Podcast button in the middle of the page there, and you can subscribe to our podcast, as well as you can click the listen and subscribe button and pick up any other ways of listening to us, including iHeartRadio. We have all your bases covered. Be sure you're following us on our Facebook page. The link is on the right side of the website, so you can see what we're actively posting there. If you want to listen to us on your Amazon Echo, ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. Be sure, of course, you're following us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR. Steve may post any late day changes or some other picks he finds, as we did last week as we were off. That was important that you're following us on Twitter to see those picks. We do have a donation page on Patreon. If you would go to patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing, please support our podcast by going to that page. And there are buttons at the top right. Click that button, and the next page will bring you to our monthly win, play, show donations. Or you can make a custom pledge where you make a one-time donation. We really appreciate your support. And as we talked about, we will review last week. Well, I don't know if you were going to review your Twitter picks. And then we'll go on and do the stakes races for this week, the New York Breds at Belmont. Give us a review last week.
Yeah, Dave. So the review of last week is really the 5 graded stakes races that I handicapped 2 weeks 2 weeks ago, plus the 1 graded stakes race that I did tweet out. I tweeted out a couple of other picks, but they were just top picks and a couple of other races that I was interested in. So 5 graded stakes races at Keeneland 2 weeks ago. We did have a top pick winner that paid $8. We had a top 3 pick winner that paid $17.20. And the winner of the QE2 at Keeneland last Saturday was our number 3 pick, paid $5.60. So overall, 524 stakes races, handicap, Dave, 228 winners, 44% top 2 pick winners.
All right, great. So we've got 8 state bred, New York state bred stakes races here at Belmont for this week's episode. So we're going to kick right into this, because we had a lot of races to get through here. And we're going to start with the second race. Second race is the Maid of the Mist. It's a purse of $250,000 for filly 2-year-olds fold in New York State. And that will be the same with the rest of these races. It's also got a pick 3 and pick 4 available. So give us your picks and on the second race.
Yeah, Dave. So, we're going to buzz through these pretty quick, as we usually do when we have a lot of races. So just a couple comments about each one. My top selection in the second race at Belmont on Saturday is going to be the 4 horse Good Credence. Good Credence is trained by Anthony Margata. It's ridden by Manny Franco. This horse is 6-1 in the morning line. I like this horse because he's got a good early speed, went wire to wire last time in the slop. We get a stretch out from sprint to route. I would expect Franco to be on the engine here at a nice price, at least from a morning line perspective of 6-1. So let's make the 4 horse good credence. Our top pick, our second selection, will be the three horse right next door, Critical Value. Jeremiah Engelhart trains Junior Alvarado's the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. This horse was racing in the summer at Saratoga, where, you know, the quality is good quality from a class standpoint. This horse did win last time out of a tough post position, out of the 9 hole out of 10 horses as a favorite. I'm sure there's some upside here, having thrown a 70 buyer speed figure in its last race. So I'm going to make the three horse Critical Value our second selection in the second race at Belmont on Saturday. And our third and final selection, let's go to the rail. Let's make the one horse Frenzy Freedom our third selection. We get Jason Service training. We get Irad Ortiz as the jockey. We get 7-2 in the morning line. Ortiz did win with this horse last time. This horse gets a nice inside post position. Service is really solid. Going sprint to route 25%. He's 31% with two-year-olds, 34% when his horses won their last start. I'm going to make the one horse, Dave, Frenzy Freedom, our third and final selection. Make one more comment, Dave. If you notice in our three picks, I left the two horse even money in the morning line out of our top picks. 75 buyer speed figure the last time. This horse was 16-1, Dave, when he won that race. I'm not sold this horse should be even money. I think, you know, any one of our three horses has every good a chance as this two horse. I wouldn't blame folks, though, if they put the two in their multiple gimmick pick threes and pick fours. But I'm leaving the two horse out of our top three selections. Okay. So to summarize the second race at Belmont on Saturday, Dave, our selections are 4-3-1.
Great. Thanks for calling that out. I know everybody appreciates that. And we'll move to the fourth race. Fourth race is a mile and a 16th. It's on the turf. It's the Mohawk, $200,000 for three-year-olds born in New York State. Give us your picks.
Top selection in this race, Dave, the fourth race, is the three-horse, Voodoo Song. Linda Rice trains. Jose Lascano is the jockey. This horse is fourth off a layoff, bullet workout on the turf course at Belmont. A few days ago, Lascano is a pretty regular rider for Rice. They're 24% when they team up together. Linda Rice is 21% in stakes races, Dave. She's a really top trainer. Horse is also out of English Channel, which is one of my favorite turf sires. I'm going to make the three horse in a wire-to-wire situation. Voodoo Song, our top selection in the fourth race at Belmont on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, we're going to go to the eight horse. The eight horse is cross border. We get Mike Maker training. Jose Ortiz is the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. This horse is dropping down from that grade one, the turf classic invitational at Belmont the last time out, where it did produce a 100 buyer speed figure. I've noted here, you know, this isn't a drop in class, and I like Maker in distance races on the turf. We're going to make the eight horse, Dave, cross border, our second selection in the fourth race at Belmont on Saturday. And our third and final selection is going to be the two horse. The two horse is Therapist. Therapist is trained by Christophe Clement. We get Irad Ortiz as the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. I think Ortiz might be the best turf jockey in the country. Probably him and Flavian Pratt. This horse is 8-1 in the morning line. Clement is 20% at the current Belmont meet. This horse has won 4 out of 7 lifetime races at Belmont, Dave, so really likes the track. Has been searching for a win here since April. This might be the right spot to produce that win. I'm going to make the two horse, Dave, a horse I've always liked, Therapist, our third and final selection. So to summarize, the fourth race at Belmont on Saturday, our selections are 3-8-2.
All right, great. And there is pick three choices throughout each of these races, so just be aware of that. Pick threes for the fourth through the tenth here. And we're going to move on to the fifth race here. The fifth race is a short field. It's the mile and an eighth, and it's the Empire Classic Handicap, $300,000, three-year-olds for New York State bred. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, short field and short prices. I'm going to take the four horse, Mr. Yeah. Buff, trained by John Kimmel, ridden by Junior Alvarado at 6-5 morning line, Dave. And this is not the morning line favorite at 6-5.
Yeah.
but I am I like this horse to maybe upset the prohibitive favorite, who will be our second selection here. This horse got cooked on a pretty fast pace the last time. Actually, the last two times, one of them with a win and one of a speed and fate. The last time in the Woodward, a grade one. Certainly likes the Belmont dirt course. I think this horse has a chance to maybe get out on the lead, and Junior can slow the pace down and maybe wear this field. So I'm going to make the four horse, Mr. Buff, our top selection in the fifth race at Belmont on Saturday. We are going to make the three horse Pat on Back, Jeremiah Englehart, Dylan Davis at 3-5. Excuse me, our second selection. We get third off a layoff, but we do get a peak performance from a buyer standpoint. Certainly those people who take a look at things like this might consider that Pat on the Back might have a buyer bounce here, having produced its lifetime high buyer the last time out. Nothing wrong with this horse's record at Belmont. 11 starts, 6 wins, 3 seconds, 2/3. So he's been in the money in all 11 races at Belmont Park. So it'd be hard not to put this horse in our three selections. So I'm going to make the three horse Pat on Back our second selection, Dave. And then our third and final selection, going to go to the outside. I'm going to make the five horse Not That Brady. We get Rudy Rodriguez as the trainer, Luis Saez as the jockey, 12-1 the morning line. We do get a three-year-old here, Dave, which certainly gives this horse a right to improve. We get blinkers off, which is a nice equipment change on a horse that's had blinkers on its in all of its lifetime starts. So that might be enough to shake this horse up and maybe get a little bit of a turnaround. A little short on the buyer speed figures, but maybe with the blinkers off, we'll get an improved effort. I'm going to make the five horse, Dave, Not That Brady, our third and final selection in the fifth race at Belmont on Saturday. So to summarize, our selections, race five on Saturday, are 4-3-5.
All right, let's move on to the sixth race. Sixth race is 6.5 furlongs. It's the Hudson Cat handicapped. It's a purse of $150,000, 3-year-olds and upward in New York State bred. Give us your picks.
My top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the four horse. Excuse me. The four horse is I Love Lulu. Jason Service trains Irad Ortiz, the jockey. We get 6-1 in the morning line. I like playing horses off a potential bounce race, right? So this horse throws the 87 at Saratoga, bounces down to an 80. In that second race at Belmont, I like horses to bounce back off of that kind of effort. So third off a layoff, we get the bounce back. Irad and Service are 37% when we team up. Irad, when they team up, Irad and Jason Service, really deadly combination. I am going to take a little bit of a price play here, Dave, and make the four horse I Love Lulu our top selection in this sixth race at Belmont on Saturday. Our second selection, we will go to the rail, the one horse Build to Suit. Chad Brown trains, Manny Franco's the jockey. This horse is 2-1 in the morning line. We get another third off a layoff horse. We get a horse that's been in the money in all four starts at Belmont. Great lifetime record, has not been out of the money in 9 lifetime starts. You know, so should get a good trip on the inside, and certainly warrants us making him our second selection. So let's make the one horse, Dave, Build to Suit, our second selection in the sixth race at Belmont on Saturday. Our third and final selection, let's go to the outside. Let's take the eight horse, Dave, Gold for King. Gold for King's trained by Charlton Baker. We get Joel Rosario as our jockey. We get 3-1 in the morning line. This horse is a decent record at Belmont, but really impressed with the 103 buyer speed figure in that wire job last July 7th at Belmont. That kind of effort would get it done here, Dave. So speed from the outside. This horse also looks like he's got some rating speed. So, Rosario can make a decision when the gates open, whether he wants to gun for the lead or just set off the pace. Which is always a good scenario. So I'm going to make the eight horse, Dave, Gold for the King, our third and final selection. So to summarize, the sixth race at Belmont on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4-1-8.
All right, move on to the seventh race. Seventh race, 6.5 furlongs. It's the Iroquois. It's $150,000 for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward, fold in New York State. Give us your picks.
My top selection in this race, Dave, the seventh race, is going to be the seven horse, Satisfy. Satisfy is trained by Bill Mott. We get Junior Alvarado as the jockey, 3-1 in the morning line. We get second off a layoff on a horse that was a beaten favorite last time out. Alvarado has not done anything wrong with this horse in its previous starts. You can see that Bravo was on this horse the last time, and for whatever reason, maybe that wasn't such a good fit. But I like the fact that this horse is getting back to Alvarado as the jockey. I've always liked Bill Mott in second off a layoff situations, and Mott is 25% in that with that kind of day delay between starts. So I'm going to make the 7 horse, Dave, satisfy our top selection in the 7th race at Belmont on Saturday. Our second selection is going to try a little bit of a long shot, Dave. Going to make the 6 horse, Filibustin, with Gary Contessa, who's 0-53 at the current Belmont meet, with and wow. Kendrick Karamusha the jockey. But this horse is 20-1, a horse that shows early speed, and boy, does Karamusha like to send them down the road. We get a turf to dirt scenario. We get a string of bullet workouts prior to that race on the Belmont turf course last time. We can also get a nice workout in that 35-1 on September 29th coming off that turf race. This horse could gas out there, Dave, and never look back. Certainly has the kind of early speed where that could happen. So at 20-1, I thought this was worth putting in our picks, Dave. So I'm going to make the 6 horse, Filibustin, our second selection in the 7th race at Belmont on Saturday. And then our third and final selection, we will go to the rail. We'll make Holiday Disguise with Linda Rice training. Jose Lascano is the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. I've already mentioned Lascano and Rice and their talents together. Yeah. When they pair up, they're usually a winning proposition. This horse has won 4 lifetime starts at Belmont out of 9 races. And I do note that this horse has been in a couple of multiple grade 3s and a grade 2 race. So this is a little bit of a class relief getting the state breds for the 1 horse, Holiday Disguise. So let's make the 1 our third pick, Dave. So to summarize, the 7th race at Belmont on Saturday, our selections are 7-6-1.
All right, we'll move on to the 8th race. 8th race is 1 mile. It's the Sleepy Hollow. It's a purse of $250,000. It's for 2-year-olds. Fold in New York State. Give us your picks.
My top selection, Dave, in the 8th race is the 3-horse Harris Bay. John Kimmel trains. We get Dylan Davis as our jockey. This horse is 5-2 on the morning line. 2 sub-second, 12-second, 8th of a mile last time out, Dave. So certainly this horse shows some ability and a quick burst of speed. I like Dylan Davis as a jockey out there, especially in this fall winter session at Belmont. I'm going to make the 3-horse, Dave, Harris Bay, our top selection in the 8th race at Belmont. Our second selection is going to be the 1-horse City Man. City Man's trained by Christophe Clement. Joel Rosario is the jockey. 2-1 in the morning line. This horse just missed last time out as a favorite, so we get a beaten favorite who also gets Lasix for the first time. So I'm going to make the 1-horse City Man our second selection. And our third and final selection is going to be the 2-horse. The 2-horse is 3 jokers. John Terranova trains. Luis Sai is the jockey. 7-2 in the morning line. This horse tried to go wire to wire with this similar bunch the last time out. I do note that this horse has a 400 Tomlinson at the mile distance. So should like the this distance should be right up this horse's sweet spot. So let's make the 2-horse. 3 jokers, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 8th race at Belmont on Saturday, our selections are 3-1-2.
All right. We have the 9th race here. The 9th race is 1 mile and 1/16 on the inner turf. And I'm going to probably fumble this name. It's the Ticonderoga.
Oh, my God. Dave, Ticonderoga.
Ticonderoga. Okay. That's what I said. I just called it out right away. I knew I was going to fumble.
Ticonderoga.
That's $200,000.
Ticonderoga. Yep.
Roga. Okay. And it's $200,000 for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. Fold to New York State.
Dave. My top selection in this 9th race is Dream Passage. Bray Cox trains. We get Jose Ortiz as the jockey. 4-1 the morning line. This horse produced a 91 buyer speed figure last time out, just drawing off in that last race at Belmont as a 3-5 favorite. I think this horse easily could repeat, Cox is 28% when his horses won the last time out, and he's 24% at the current meet at Belmont. So I'm going to make the five horse with a little bit of a price against some of the rest of these. The five horse Dream Passage is going to be our top selection in the ninth race. Our second selection will be the four horse. The four horse is 55. Chad Brown trains Javier Castellano, the jockey, 6-5 in the morning line. Sure, this horse will be overbet with the Brown Castellano combination. I'm looking that maybe our horse is just getting in right at the right time and maybe can beat this horse. But certainly, this horse hasn't done a whole lot wrong. 10 lifetime starts at Belmont on the Belmont turf, 6 wins, 2 seconds, and a third. We will make the four horse 55, our second selection in the ninth race at Belmont on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, we're going to make the seven horse Munchkin Money. With Christophe Clement training, Junior Alvarado the jockey, 6-1 the morning line. This horse did was kind of ranked the last time and didn't finish. That was with Irad Ortiz as the jockey. This time Junior gets back on the horse, and Junior has won the last two times he was on this horse. So maybe the comfortability with Alvarado will get this horse right again. Certainly, this horse is capable of throwing some big races, as you can see in these past performances. So I'm going to make the seven horse with the comeback to Alvarado our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the ninth race at Belmont on Saturday, our selections are 5-4-7.
All right, and we wrap up our picks for this week with the 10th race at Belmont. It's 1 mile. It's the Empire Distaff handicap, $250,000 for fillies and mares, 3 years and upward, fold in New York State.
Yep, so I'm going to make the nine horse, Dave. Midnight Disguise with Linda Rice training and Joel Rosario as the jockey at 7-2 morning line, our top selection. That last race at Belmont, we get two sub-second, sub-12-second, eighths of a mile in that closing effort at Belmont on June 15th. Rice has laid this horse off for a little bit, but she's really good after she lays her horses off. She's 21%. Off this kind of layoff. She's 29% when she takes her horse's sprint to route. I would expect a big effort here in, from this four-year-old, Dave. And you know I like four-year-olds in their four-year-old season. So I'm going to make the nine horse, Dave. Midnight Disguise, our top selection in the 10th race at Belmont on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, will be the one horse. The one horse is Newly Minted. Newly Minted's also trained by Linda Rice. Jose Lascano, her regular rider, is the jockey. This horse is 5-2 in the morning line. This horse just stalked the pace last time out, drew off 1 by 9. It's got a bullet workout in the belt, was part of a very fast pace, and still drew off the last time as the favorite. I would expect continued improvement from this three-year-old filly. So I'm going to make the one horse Newly Minted our second selection in the 10th race at Belmont on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, let's go with the five horse. Let's go with No Hain, No Gain. Stevie Asmussen trains Manny Frankel, the jockey. This horse is 12-1 in the morning line, won that last race at Finger Lakes. But I have noted that the track variant that day was a 30. And the speed, and you combine that with the speed figure, we get a pretty good variant type speed figure here, Dave. So, I'm thinking this horse might be a little bit of a sleeper here. Asmussen is 38% at the current Belmont meet. So, you know, whatever magic dust he's sprinkling on his horses at Belmont, they're doing really well right now. So I wouldn't want to leave this horse off my tickets. So I'm going to make the five horse, Dave, No Hain, No Gain, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 10th race at Belmont on Saturday, our selections are 9-1-5.
Boy, and that's rare to see a horse come from Finger Lakes to Belmont. Not very often.
But more often these state bred kind of races, Dave, you don't see it very much in open company. But you know, you get those New York breds, and sometimes they go and try to steal some purses over at Finger Lakes, and they're talented horses. And you know, you see that sometimes at Saratoga, some of those Finger Lakes horses ship up to Saratoga and do relatively well. So yeah, it happens. It happens more often in state bred kind of races because it makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, let's wrap things up. Be sure, again, you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. You know what to do. All the links and all the information is there. Be sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, and any updates, race date changes, other picks will be there. If you want to send us email, any letters, send us email at questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And with that, any closing comments?
No, I did check the weather. I guess it's been kind of crazy up in the Northeast over the early part of this week, but
yeah,
it's supposed to be sunny and pretty nice on Saturday. So I'm imagining they'll be on the turf and the track will be fast. So it's all good.
It's awesome. That's good to hear. And we wish everybody luck and got a lot of races to take a look at for tomorrow at Belmont. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.